Racing to original music. Hail on the sheriff. Hail on the sheriff. Nakagamba langu tana mwereme. Bolingona makatina mwereme. Nakalinga linga na korara ngane ya motema. Oh, sheriff nanga motema. Cheki yenge na kurate. Hail on the sheriff. Baka boye. Sheriff ne
listening to Care Voice Radio coming your way live. Keep us on the lock. Boom, 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 boom.
Tell me, how you wanna dance? Let me know, how you wanna move? Tell me, I say, how you wanna dance? Let me know, how you wanna dance? Bushman style,
Bushman style.
American style,
American style.
Jamaican style,
Jamaican style.
African style,
African style.
Hey, long time.
Alex Kajumulo, The Nature of Love coming your way, and the Bushman label. I'm telling you, you can't make stuff like this up. This is live from one of our Tanzanians who lives here in the United States and also was a former football player professionally. And he owns a coffee house here in the United States and does a lot of community work.
Dance with the Bushman, the Nature Man, yes man.
Already. We're gonna bring that one right back soon. Keep us on the track. Here's the second one.
Greetings the message from the Soccer Master. Oh, children around the world who play the soccer. Soccer is number one sport worldwide. Everybody know that. Yeah.
Wait to go to practice, because when I practice, each time I practice, I get better. Each time practice, work hard, better, faster, soccer monster, yeah. For all my games, each time I go, I can go out and give them a show. I can move to the left, move to the right, back go kick all day, all night. My friends took a set and told me play, but they know not to get in my way. I am soccer monster, soccer, soccer monster. Everybody jump and dance with me.
Everybody love the game. Everybody likes to play, because soccer is the number one game. Everybody loves the game. Everybody likes to play, because soccer is the number one game. Everybody jump and dance.
Jump, jump.
Everybody shut and play.
Jump, jump.
You got to jump.
Jump, jump.
You got to dance.
Jump, dance.
You got to do some moves. Come on.
I cannot wait to play game on the weekend. I learn new move, come you will see them, see. I like my coach, he lets me do my thing. I practice on my own too, that's why I'm king. Sometimes mom drives, sometimes dad drives. Grandma and grandpa, they come through. I cruise on the field, more friends, because I'm cool like that. You're cool like who? I'm a soccer player.
Ganja palaon, di ganja palaon. Shake shake alaon, di shake shake ala. Put your hand in the air, the man who say ya. Say soccer monster, soccer monster. Ganja palaon, di ganja palaon. Shake shake alaon, di shake shake ala. Put your hand in the air, the man who say ya. Soccer monster, soccer monster, soccer monster. Yeah.
Yeah, let me jump, let me play. I can do my moves to the beat. Soccer, I can do it all day. It's not that hard, anyone can play. And I can move to the beat like this. I am cool like that, I am soccer player.
You know I love the game. Soccer is my number one game. I say, you know I love the game. I like it to do some moves. I move left and move to the right. I can control the ball. I can use my chest. I can control with my head. I can control with my thighs. I can do the bicycle kick. Heaven I know to throw the ball. Because you know I'm cool like that. Because I'm a soccer player. You know I'm cool like that. I'm a soccer player.
What would life look like if I were to move on in my destiny? Where would I be if I were to step in, step into what I see?
That's right, we're moving on with our life and up and onward. There are a lot of things out here in our community that it's quite troubling, but we'll talk more about that as we move through this hour. You know, it's now a few minutes after the hour and we are inside the hour. So we're going to do our best to provide the best in conversation, music, and much more. Stay tuned.
I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
fake games, fake smiles, fake things. Don't want no more, moving on with my life. Wanna see that real friend, real love, real smile from God above. Sentiment, just want real people. Man, I'm tired of all the games, tired of all the pain from the people that you thought loved you. And this is what I know, it's time to let them go.
The Care Voice Radio. Stay tuned. Keep us on the line.
That's a good question.
Seeing all the little children crying, dying from hunger, from thirst, from starvation. I mean a nation after nation. This world has enough money to feed every family. Starvation should be only a memory.
Done with racism and let true love flow. I wanna
Satan got to change me ways. We got dead people turning in their graves.
That's right.
They live and die to make this world a better place. We making them shame, oh what a disgrace. I just remember Smokey and the words he said to me. We wasted the work of great Bassanani. Look, I wanna know. I wanna know. I wanna know which direction this world wants to go. I wanna know. I wanna know. When we go done with racism and let true love flow. I wanna know. I wanna know. When we go end discrimination for the future generation. When we go end discrimination for the future generation. When we go end discrimination for the future generation.
Yeah, I want to take a quick pause here on behalf of the young man who passed away by being murdered accidentally in a shootout in the park in Barbados, where some folks were playing, I believe it was volleyball. A moment of silence. And we're back. I have to say something because something interesting is happening in Barbados, a land that is 166 square miles. Not too big, but has been punching way above its human capital weight for generations. And the one value that makes us who we are is our spiritual deity. Let's begin there. Number two, our personal dreams and goals. And as I heard the news about this young man who was cut down in as a baby, 13 years old, I was compassed about in a very vicious-minded way after I read the circumstance under which this young man lost his presence in the world. What is even more troubling is that I received this news as a curveball in my space, because a young lady reached out to me by virtue of a reference to discuss the accidental murdering, or if you will, a similar situation with her 17-year-old son. And it has caused catastrophic feelings across the community here. And I know in Barbados it's no different. Because if I am up here in America and I'm a part of the Barbados community as a citizen of Barbados, everywhere I go, this is troubling for me. Because if you can take a weapon out to just to scatter a crowd of people who have no other weapons or no other intent except to enjoy a game of volleyball, I think that's extremely cowardly. And I am hoping not that the people who did it will turn themselves in, because I know they probably won't unless God makes a hypersonic move in their spirit. And I know this based on history and also the reading of the same book that the young ladies that gave me the book about her son to read. And one of those who fired the shot turned himself in. Another one killed himself. You see, the catastrophe, the catastrophe. I'm so angry right now, I can't even speak. Because I believe in the power of one. And if you harm one person like that, you've harmed an entire nation. But it starts with the village, the family in the village people, the country, the nation, and it expands into the world. And we cannot keep doing that. So I'm asking the persons who did it to search their conscience and give yourself up. Begin again. You will serve time, as I believe, once the evidence supports the notion that you are indeed guilty of that crime. But how long can we continue to have a violent society? We are creating a negative progression against our economy, our own people, and it is not a nice feel. It's not a nice thing. And I'm saying this as calmly as I can say it, because the last few hours, last day or so, I have been like just shaking my head in wonderment. Like, why? Why would someone want to just go to a playing field? No one is fighting. They're playing a game. Relaxation. And as I heard the story, it was like a scattered set of bullets. Why? I'm trying to understand why you would do something like that. There's no courage there, none. You have a beef with someone, as they say in the street. Work it out, box it out. Debate the problem. And I know what I'm saying because I grew up in Barbados. I'm not a stranger, like some people would say, Aubrey, you have been away for so long, you don't know about Barbados. I know about Barbados. I experienced the bad behavior of Barbados in the streets of New York, because that's where part and parcel of the problem comes from, not New York in particular, but from this country where a lot of things happen that you try to emulate, and you don't have enough people or landmass to even want to do that. As a matter of fact, your economy is linked to human service delivery. Tourism, number one. Number two, economic development through business. If people are not able to walk around in the streets of Barbados feeling comfortable because they are concerned about being killed, how will commerce take place? And yes, the police need help. And the people need help. It has to be a partnership to resolve criminality in Barbados. But everything that happens in community and in the world, indeed the world, begins in the mind of humans, in your mind. You don't see thought, but it's translated in a manner that allows you to visualize what it is that you are going to do or not do, where your discontent lies, for you to behave criminally. We all experience it. I'm not going to get too heavy into it at this moment because it's not a one-time incident. It's not going to be something resolved in a minute or overnight, but we need to stop, drop, and roll. Our lives are on fire, and that's the first rule. If you're burning inside or burning outside, inside or outside, more importantly outside, and you have fire on you, you drop and roll to get rid of the fire so you can save your body. Because it doesn't take long for any kind of injurious behavior to your body to take you out of here. We have to truly take care of each other, beginning effective immediately. Now, I'm one voice. And I know some people will say, well, RB, mind your business, but it is my business. Because what if it was my son standing out there? I'm concerned for my sons. Concerned for my children and the children of my children and my friends' children. I am concerned. Because when negative comes into your life in terms of murder, death, kill, it takes a village to heal the incident. It's not just the family. It's the entire village. So I call on you this morning, live out of Atlanta, Georgia, into Barbados. It's a lot of miles. But I want you to start taking care of yourself. Straight Talk and Motivation is the name of this show. The catalyst for the development of this show is mindset. Mindset. Mindset development. I practice straight talk to people, and I sound very adamant about what I want to do when I want to do it. And I mean it. That's why I call it Straight Talk and Motivation. Created the notion. I understood from a very young age that I have to be very careful about what my motive is for what I do. And I know some people listening to this will say, who the hell are you to be talking? Shut your mouth. Many different people will say many different things at many different times. But I grew up in an environment that was not nice. My environment from pre-birth was a place where survival was necessary. And I share that simply to say to you that whatever is bothering you, the person or persons, please do not allow violence to be your main focus. Because number one, when you become violent immediately as a first response or reaction rather, it takes away your freedom mentally, physically, spiritually, sexually. It takes away every part of you. And you want to make sure that the value of your presence on the earth becomes a legacy. You don't want to have a negative legacy, do you? But sometimes when you take one step forward and the action is negative and deliberate, because that was a deliberate act, you have just taken away a positive legacy from not just you, your friends, relatives, and neighbors, simply because they are the ones that are part of knowing that you did something and you hold them hostage mentally because they now have to decide if to give you up or not. In the meantime, a young man is dead. Now, my history is part of the genesis of why I'm sharing this. I spent 16 years working for New York State in the court system. My position allowed me to move around deliberately into different courthouses, from civil, criminal to supreme to federal, when where necessary, because I was an aide to the court. That's how I started. So the environment that I was in required me to not just be in the courthouse all day. I had to leave and create communication between different facilities. And I saw many things related to crime that left me breathless. And this is one of those circumstances. You left me breathless and speechless by hearing the news of the erratic disruption of the life of a 13-year-old child. I didn't have a father. I had a mother who was really never present. My grandmother raised me. But I'm not ashamed of that, because I did not create that environment. That environment was created before I came. As a matter of fact, the behavior related to that is part of the reason I was born. But to live in an environment where you don't feel safe and secure is a threat assessment moment. It creates a weakness in people. Now, I grew up in that kind of environment, in the sense of having to look out for myself, take care of myself. Yes, I had a brother that looked after me, the oldest brother who really looked out for me. Another brother who didn't really care for me through his own ill-gotten behavior. And another brother that was very silent. That's how I grew up. I had to make my own way. And I had to be very careful who I allowed in my space, because many people were in a mode where they created dangerous behavior for me. I'll give you an example. When I first came here to the United States, I was walking up 8th Avenue towards 42nd Street one night with a young man. And as we walked, we saw a man on the wall coughing, and he seemed to have what was a money in his back pocket. And my friend was like, "Let's take the money and run." And I said, "Hell no. That is a sting. How stupid are you?" It turned out to be true. I felt the vibe that somewhat this was a setup. But the children and the kids and that young man watching that game, he was entertaining himself before he goes home. And you decided to get up and crank a bullet or bullets to test your weapon and kill him. Now he is dead. And you are somewhere hiding or boasting. It's a sad affair. If we had gone to that undercover cop, taken his money as the example, that would have been a problem. And that was in my early days growing up here, coming up here, because I was in America when I was 18 years old. You had to think like an adult on strange streets. Been here 40 plus years. still a Bajan, carry my flag everywhere I go, my culture everywhere I go, my literature, my language, my linguistics, wherever I go, whenever I need it. As the old people say, when you're ready, you can speak the British English, which I don't particularly like either because of the history of Britain, but that's another story altogether. And be a Bajan when I'm emotionally pleased or displeased. But I come from Barbados, and what happened will live with me too up here. It ricochets, man. Take care of each other. Start deliberately looking at how you can take care of each other. Do what the independent artists do when they put their displeasure or pleasure into their music. Become creative with your anger. Forget the violence. That does not solve anything. It opens up a whole new can of what we call whoop-ass on you and in you. If you're going to be angry, be righteous about it. We have to reset. We need a reset in our community. There's a young lady in Barbados who wrote a song that fits this model in terms of what happened, and I'm calling this morning in particular. I'm calling you, Barbados, and we can repeat the show tomorrow if we want to, because tomorrow is Elevate Barbados. And the word Elevate is an acronym. Everyday lessons, encouraging values, and aspirations towards economic sustainability. That is what each and every one of you want, need, desire, and can afford to do if you take your creativity and put it in a proper place, in a proper perspective. And for those of you in leadership, you cannot be pretentious anymore. Minister of this, minister of that. That is your ministry. Your heartfelt delivery system representing services to the people of Barbados in the midst of all of this chaos. So I'm calling out. As Jose Hines said, I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out to each and every church in Barbados this morning right here on Straight Talk and Motivation. I'm calling you out to take action against the aggravated assault on human capital of Barbados across all platforms of disenfranchisement that has been created. No more blame game, no more talking shite about each other. It's done. Stop it. You are better than that. Your franchise supersedes your current behavior. Your franchise has empowered the world. Check the pulse of all of the Barbadians that have come and gone before you and have created a pathway that allows for empowerment to take place for the global Barbados community, especially this year. The first time in the history of the world, under the mathematical equation, the mathematics of social norms related to what is possible right now. The timing is perfect. The perfect storm is here for you to be the spiritual calm that creates the change that you know you need. This is the reality of it. This is the reality. One young man who was out relaxing and enjoying a game. You can't even do that and enjoy your life in Barbados anymore. And you're talking about the gathering. You're people having people come home. Foreigners. Foreign exchange, moments coming home, to a disaster portal? No, we cannot afford it. In the short term, in the long term, in any kind of term. High school, college, primary school, kindergarten, doesn't matter. You cannot afford this level of bad behavior. Yes, we are all humans. Yes, we will falter. That is for sure. That is why failing forward matters. But if you don't try, how will you succeed at last? You know the song, you can get it if you really want it. But you must try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. I can't sing, as the people would say. Matter of fact, that's why I was thrown out of the church choir. But life is too beautiful for you to continue causing harm. I have to say that I recognize that people who do criminal things are not necessarily ignorant people. They may be stupid of certain things. But then again, are they? I have to really stop and put myself into those shoes growing up again and taking a second look at why I was even purposed to be here, with the exception of understanding that God wanted me to be here. I had to plan a strategic review of my own life to be able to have the mindset not to want to create criminal acts. Because if you were born in a household where love was absent, where abuse had possibilities, and you had to fight and struggle to stay beyond that behavior to build your own reserve, mindset reserve, activity reserve. If I did not join the Boy Scouts of Barbados, I would be up a Hell's Creek, I'm telling you. And I was happy that I did it, because being a part of that civic organization where people understood and respected the fact that as a Boy Scout growing up, I could be trusted, I would be loyal, I would be helpful. I would be brotherly or sisterly based on if it's a boy or girl. Courteous, kind, obedient, smile sometimes. And I don't have a clue how to cuss. I didn't have a clue how to cuss until recently. And I had to learn how to do it because I wanted to understand even more the literature behind your linguistics. And I understand it. I get it. But killing another brother or a sister, as people would say, or another citizen of Barbados, is not a proper way to begin your day. No matter how angry you are, but this conversation that I heard about underground, and I called the rung and people called me, should never have happened. And I don't want the Royal Barbados Police Service to take this lightly either. 24/7 around the clock until this crime is solved. Yeah. Important. Necessary. Let's bring safety back into Barbados inside of 2025 as we reach out and we're asking people to come home, to gather again, to build out a new Barbados. I have the right to speak of what concerns me regarding Barbados. I'm a visitor here in America. Always have been, always will be. Have I dedicated and done well in America and on behalf of America? Yes. Yes. And yes. Have I been betrayed by people here? Not so much. Have I been betrayed by Barbadians here? Yes, a lot. But I had to practice the art of forgiveness Because if you know where you come from and you study to show yourself approved, and your mindset supersedes the negative progression that goes on in your life, you have the right to be angry at being treated poorly. But you also have the right to formulate a plan of action in your own personal life to bring the change that you want to see. One of the first books that I helped a young man to publish was titled We Fall Down But We Get Up. So yes, as strong as Aubrey is here talking to you now this morning, the possibility of me falling down and falling down again has happened. And it will happen again and again, because my perfect failure, as my cousin Paul would say, is the way forward for success to happen. If you don't try, you will not fail. But failure gives you the experience you need to climb and climb again. And try again. Somewhere out there, there's a group of people who have been negatively impacted. Perhaps trembling someplace, or as I said earlier, rejoicing someplace else. I want you to stop, drop, roll, and consider turning yourself in, because you have caused harm unnecessarily. I didn't want to talk about this. I really didn't, because it happens so normally around here and up here in the United States sometimes that you stand to the side of the road and you say, well, another situation. And then, yes, there's the fear factor. Nobody wants to speak out about anything. And I get that. Who the hell are you to tell people to speak out? Because I've been wrong too. I know what it feels to have the pain and wanting to create negative progression. But I also understand my personal responsibility not to. If it is not righteous, don't do it. Give yourself a second chance to be righteous enough to take a second look and say, how can I solve this without being problematic? As my grandmother would say, every skin teeth is not a laugh. And I believe that still today. Because I've seen men cry and I've seen men laugh. And in some cases, neither one was funny. That means that some cases, depending on how the laugh or the tears are expressed, danger, danger, danger. I know. I've been through that. But at the end of the day, I stopped and dropped and took a second look at the fact that I had children that I was raising. And even inside my own home, when you take a kaleidoscope of your own history, and then you take another kaleidoscope look at your personal family, and you see that your own family members are behaving negatively against you, that's even worse. Because where are you safe? I get it. I don't know what caused you to go and just scatter bullets, but take a second look. It's not going to be easy for you to come to terms with what has happened. Even if you have a friend, relative, or neighbor that knows that you did it because you ran in and out of fear, you said something, and they decide they're not going to say anything, but they're going to walk right next to the same person down the street every day for the rest of their life, knowing what the criminal intent looks like within the community, and do nothing about it. It's not a good thing. So I'm begging you, let's stop the violence. There's enough love out here. Even if you're not being loved right now. And trust me, I know what I'm telling you. I know what I'm telling you about not being loved. Or feeling love. That has been a hallmark call of my own for the last 40 plus years. What did I do? I did the same thing I'm asking you to do. I took a second look inside my space. And I took a second look at love. You think if I didn't take a second look at love, I would be here talking to you now? No. I would not be. I cradled the understanding of a decision about caring about other people. That's called love. Caring about people. As the father of the young man who was murdered said, the young people about here don't care no more. Is he right? That's what I saw on television while I was watching the takeaway in the interview. The takeaway is he's sick and tired of watching other young people die like his son died. And that's a father. He had a father. Someone who loved and cared for him is what that young man had. Stop the violence. Make this a Beijing thing. Stop the violence so that when you start the party, you don't have to be concerned about stopping the music because no one is going to be harmed. You're looking out for each other in love and consideration. I'm going to play this song as I begin my landing for this show today. But my call out to you this morning is, stop the violence, Barbados. Stop it. The mental violence that you already have, that's where it begins. Stop the violence so that you can party nice again. A young lady wrote those two songs, and with this coming in to be a part of the conversation this week, I said, this young lady, not even... Matter of fact, I think it was written younger than this young man was 13, but she's now, what, 16, 17? A teen just like this young man. And she had the foresight and the insight to write this song. Listen to it. You ready? Let's see if we can push it up here. Listen to the word.
Crippling, the society man is crippling, violent, brute force, sex and beam, secular drive you insane, roughness is a mess, heartless and inhumane, destructive and barbaric, but tonight I say we can stop it, violent, the violent. Georgia violence. It's not just in the school, family violence, up there too. Kicking, choking, arm twisting, or any other rough treatment. Psychological violence is a thing. Pressuring and stressing in violence. Violence. Stop the violence.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for the country, nor economy, nor the family. So stop the violence. Stop the violence. Hurting the innocent. Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for the country, nor economy, nor the family.
This is your boy Just D, and you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
For the mute, I thought my mic was unlocked. Stop the violence. This is our responsibility, to stop the violence. Carib Voice Radio, a volunteer part of the organization that started previously in New York City as a newspaper. There was a disconnect in between, but this is what happens. When community, parents, guardians, governments are not communicating. It's not an easy thing to do. It is our responsibility to do the best we can. That's all we can do. And I'm the first to say that because that's all I have been saying my whole life. That's what I had to do. I didn't have a normal upbringing in Barbados. I never did. But I couldn't complain. I had to solve a problem called eating, taking care of myself. And I've done that for the better part of my life. But then I realized if you can take care of yourself, you can probably take care of others. But before that, my elder brother said one day, "You're going to school for your family." And I said, "What family? I don't have any family." He looked at me and he said, "I don't mean your family that you have now. I mean the one that you're going to make." And that stopped me in my tracks. I never thought about it that way. But then again, he was the older brother. He had more experience in this life than I did. I was just a kid. He was what, 15 years older than me? What did I know? I was 11. Okay? In today's society, when you look at people who are older than you and say they don't know anything and you don't have to communicate with them, that's the biggest mistake you can make. Because remember, what you don't know could destroy you. And what you do know can destroy you. But a combination of both can empower you. Think on that for a minute. I'm getting ready to get out of here. Stop the violence. Party nice. It's a Bajan thing that we have the right to live in a paradise where we enjoy ourselves on all levels of engagement. Be respectful of each other. A young man was gunned down. A young woman wrote the antithesis song against that a while back. And she also wrote the thesis for how to enjoy life. I have not experienced anything that great in generations. And she's kind of taken for granted in many areas. But as they say, when you live in your own hometown, people don't respect you like they should. Back in the day when I was growing up, I respected people who were wrong before I was. I learned from them. As a matter of fact, I engaged with elder people because I learned so much more and had more fun understanding what was going on than trying to hang out with other people around me that was my same age that knew nothing. But we'll continue this conversation this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern as we do the repeat of this show. Thank you for listening. Listen to the song, and we're going to be getting out of here. Take care.
We there again, yeah. I can't wait now. Like when your foot touch the ground, connection, they're taking we back to where we belong, yeah. I can teach you how to be done, just follow my action. A rag in your hand and let we go long. Now everybody touch the dog, don't you eagle all, all on top the wall. If you come to party, just touch the dog. Black rock look, we come back behind the big truck. We come to shake it up, everybody reveling. your eyes that we get on. Yeah, everybody puts it up.
Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station.